Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you'd like to reach me personally, and I do answer the phone, believe it or not, give me a call, 630-338-1160. Or if you just want to email me, you don't really like to talk, or you think I might talk your ear off or try to sell you something you don't need, which I will not, just email me at dan.frio, F-R-I-O, at gmail.com. Pretty simple. So, like I stated yesterday, we are putting together a recipe to get you to an 800 credit score. How we're going to do that? Four main steps. And I created creditscoresandmore.com. It's a system that I personally created. I didn't create it to become a millionaire. I didn't create it to make me money. I use any revenues that I do get from that system, and it might be a couple hundred bucks a month, maybe. And I put it back into production of things. YouTubes, iPodcasts, iTunes, just an educational tool for those out there, you out there, that are in need of help. Why I've dedicated a couple shows, or I'm going to actually dedicate a whole week to credit and credit scores, it not only helps you when you might seek my help with a mortgage, and I hope you do, it's to help you in life. Every part of your life, and that might be stretching it. There's so much in life that you don't realize that is tied around your credit and credit scores. You might not even realize it. When it comes to a mortgage, when it comes to a credit card, when it comes to a job, when it comes to auto insurance, homeowners insurance, boat insurance, motorcycle insurance, life insurance, mostly everything is tied around your credit and your credit scores. So I made it a passion of my life to help those seek good information, factual information about credit. So let's get on to it. Yesterday, we talked about the system I have, and it's a four-step process. Creditscoresandmore.com. Step one, you're going to get a free credit score. It's called your Vantage Score. It is an educational score that no lender uses, but it helps you learn. You're going to get monitoring with that system. It's all free. Just go there. Step one. You don't even have to put in a credit card. It's not going to ask you at any point to put in your credit card. So you're going to go in there and get your credit score, monitoring system. You'll be able to review your credit. It'll give you advice on best credit cards, auto loans, all those things for you, your specific credit score and credit profile. It gives you a whole bunch of things. It even gives you $50,000 in identity theft protection for free. If you think it's a gimmick, go there. Put in your information. If you don't like anything, close the account. Shut it down. Don't move. Don't go to the next step. Trust me, you'll like what you see. Okay, that's step one of this four-step process. Step two. Now, I just said that step one is a credit score, but it's not the credit score that lenders use. It's called a Vantage Score. Anybody that knows anything about credit, and hopefully you're listening to this show right now because you want to learn. I want to learn about my credit. I want to get to an 800 credit score. We need to get the credit scores that all the lenders use, all the insurance companies use, all the auto companies use, credit cards, mortgages, everybody uses when they're granting you approval on one of those areas. It's called your FICO. Step two is you're going to go to a system that gives you your FICO score, all 36 of them. 36 credit scores is what you have. Believe it or not, bet you didn't know that. Okay, so now yesterday we walked you through how to do that and kind of, you know, I'll be there if you need my assistance. I'll put actually a video together walking you through that system. So then, and I'll link it to my website, I'll link it to my YouTubes, my podcasts, everything. So you can just click down below and you can see that next step on a walkthrough of the FICO system. All right. Now, 70% of people, as we talked about yesterday, have misinformation or erroneous information on their credit. What do you do? Do you dispute it? Well, we talked about yesterday. What happens? Most likely, it'll stay there. And it'll just say now, disputed. Did that help? Nope. So now what? What do you do? Well, in step two, you have the ability to dispute accounts. Okay? It depends on what account you have, how many you have, how long ago it was. You might need help. So you see all these companies, you know, we'll fix this and we'll erase that and we'll start over and we'll give you the 99% of them. They're terrible. I'll just be blunt. I've done this over 30 years in the mortgage business. I've kissed a lot of frogs when it comes to this area. Why? Is because the top reason I can't help you get a mortgage is your credit or credit scores or lack of a credit score. So I've referred a lot of people throughout the years to a lot of different companies, and I took my thumps. Then I came across a couple companies that really, really, really worked. So I'm like, I got to have my clients. I got to have you not have to kiss all those frogs that I had to kiss for all those years and spend thousands of dollars just throwing it away. What most of them do is just send out this dispute letter. That's about it. And they'll just, you know, rake in the money month after month after month. So again, the reason that I created credit scores and more is to give you facts, give you the information, give you the tools that you need to be educated when you're going down this road. So step three is a consulting company, a credit, I hate the word credit repair, but it is what they do, is a credit repair company that's affordable and they do a fantastic job. I've had hundreds of people go there. Yes, there were a few people that were disgruntled. You're always going to have that. But again, don't blame somebody else for things that you put on yourself. So let's say, for example, you have 20 different accounts that you didn't pay on. Well, there's only so much that can be done with that. So don't pass that blame on to others. You've dug that hole. You know, you've created this. Our job is, I'm not here to make money on this system. I'm not here. Basically, I'm giving you the tools to help you get this stuff fixed. Fixed as best as you can. The one thing I'll advise you, please, please, please watch out for all the hackers out there. It'll say credit hacker. You know, I'll clean your credit to, you know, an 800 credit score in 30 days. That is so bad. They're just going to take your money. So now, step three is a credit repair company. Very, very reputable company. You can check them out on the Better Business Bureau. You can check all their reviews, their ratings. I will say I've sent hundreds of people there, and it's really, really helpful to almost every client that I sent there. That system is there for if you have some collections. You have enough there that you really need some assistance. It's affordable. It's not going to cost you, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 to get a $2,000 collection, you know, cleared. That'd be kind of idiotic. Why would I spend $2,000 or $3,000 clearing up a $1,000 or $2,000 collection? Doesn't make any sense. So, you know, it's going to cost you a couple $100, but it's a professional company that's going to help you clear up this thing, these issues, in an organized manner that's really going to help. Okay? So that, again, let me recap this. What I want you to do, go to credit scores, plural, credit scores and more.com. Why did I name it that? Well, because you're getting your credit scores and you're getting so much more. You're getting guidance. that's the biggest thing. The biggest tool here is, and why I do this, is guidance, educational, fact-based. There's so much information out there that is just bad. It's wrong. It's incorrect. I don't know why people are putting that information out there. I just think they don't know. They want to sound like an authoritative figure, so they come up with these things that they think in their head's going to work. I can prove to you these things work. If you ask me, saying, Dan, you know, what's this or what's that, or, you know, guidelines to this, or how does that fix it? I'll send you the prints behind this, the documentation behind all this, to prove this to you. So creditscoresandmore.com, go to step one, get a free system. I can't stress that enough. If you don't use that, I can't help you. It's free. It is free. It's 100% free. There's no gimmicks attached. Step two, you're going to get your real, true FICO scores, the real scores behind all of the credit systems, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, and you're going to get all 36 credit scores. Again, but you didn't know that you had 36 credit scores. Well, you do. And this system is going to give you every one of them so you can check them. Step three, after you check them, and I want you to go meticulously through line by line by line. Do it once a year, once every 6 months. That's what I would do. Every 6 months, pull your credit through the system, go through it meticulously, and look through it. If there's erroneous information on there, through step two, you can kind of do some disputes and do some things on your own. But if you need help, that's where step three comes into play. Go through this system, do it all online. You'll get discounts, bonuses, everything you can. And it's a company that is, I've used for years and referred many, many, many clients to that have gotten help. So that's where we're at right now. We have one final step left. So don't go away. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. We're continuing our recipe on how to get an 800 credit score. So where I left off is, we've done steps one, two, and three. One, free credit system. Two, your FICO. We're getting your FICO, your true credit scores, all 36 of them. After we review all of your accounts, and it might be a pain, and I'm not going to say it's going to be easy, but if there's things on there that you need addressed, you need help with, you need, how do I get this off of there? It is wrong information and it's killing my credit. We've gone to step three. It's a credit counseling. I'll say it that way. I like it better than credit repair. Credit counseling company that'll counsel you through and help you clean up the erroneous information on your credit report. Now, there might be things on there that are just beyond credit repair. Let's say you have some big judgments, big collections, big medical bills. Things on there that just, you know, another name pops up under your Social Security. Major things that it is not going to be a little dispute that you have to put in saying, nah, that's not me. That's not going to fix it. I mean, these are big issues. Step four. This isn't for everybody. This is if you go through after step two and you meticulously go through your credit report and you see on there, oh, man, that's not me. That's not my name. That's not my Social Security number. That's not my, you know, middle name. That's not my address. These are things, and it's pulling data that is not you. Again, this might not, you might think, oh, no big deal. I'm going to put my head in the sand. Well, you might be applying for a job. You might get denied. You might be trying to buy a new car. Yours just went kaput. You might be denied. You might say, okay, I've been renting for years. I've pretty much paid off my landlord's mortgage. Now I want to buy a house. Well, you got denied. Well, why did I get denied? Well, this information. So you need to be proactive, not reactive. So do this every 6 months and go through it meticulously. The first time you do it, it's probably going to take you an hour. But that's going to be an hour well spent. Okay? So now, these things are beyond it's beyond your pay grade. Some of these issues that come up. Step four, it's a law firm who's been doing this for years and years and years. And you can check out as many reviews as you want on them. I can honestly say I might have seen a few. We all have a few. I've done this over 30 years. I've had one client on the Better Business Bureau that put in a dispute on against me for, I forget what it even was. It was probably 10 years ago. And we closed his loan. There was no cost. There was nothing. I think he said it just took me like an extra couple days, and he was kind of mad about that. I mean, there's only so much I can do. So I responded. I kind of tried to appease the situation. But what if I don't charge you any costs, I can't really rebate you any money back. And if the loan did end up closing and you signed the papers, obviously you liked what the end result was. So there was nothing I could do. So now we get that legal advice, and they are there to help you with these issues. Now, they're going to be big issues. The system that they use, it's probably going to cost you. It's going to cost you more than step three, but it's probably not going to cost you as much as a lot of those, I'll call snake oil salesmen out there that promise you the world and cost you a lot of money. And then it just doesn't work. So that's that system. So the rest of this segment, I'm going to give you points. I call them hacks. A lot of people might not understand what a hack is. I never really did too in the past, but now I watch a lot of videos and see. I go to a lot of seminars and things, and everybody references them as hacks. Basically, they're tips, tricks. I won't say they're tricks. They're tips, advice that can help you in most cases fairly quick. So here's what we're going to do. We've gone through that recipe to bake those cookies, 1 through 4. Please do them all. And don't do them like with half effort. Do them with, you know, you really, if you really want to get your credit scores to 800 or above, you know, don't just kind of read stuff. Do something. You know, you can't just, oh, well, I'll do it. If you're watching this, you're reading, you're listening to this, you probably want to improve your credit. Well, just by listening to it isn't going to do anything. Do it. Go to creditscoresandmore.com. Complete step one. You got it. It's free. Complete step two. Once every 6 months, it'll cost you $40 maybe. And it'll give you all the credit information that is out on the web on you. Okay? Then 3 and 4 is if you need help. But 1 and 2, you got to do. So let's say you come back and you say, you know what? Okay, I got to, my credit's good. My credit scores aren't that great. What can I do? Okay, we talked yesterday about collections. When and when not to pay off collections. Believe it or not, by paying them off, you would think, okay, I cleaned up that bill. No, you might have shot yourself in the foot. So if you're listening to this and you don't remember that, or you missed yesterday's show, please check me out on YouTube or go to iTunes and follow the show there. What we're going to do now is go through a couple areas. Probably the biggest bang for your buck is this. We call it piggybacking. It's becoming an authorized user on someone else's credit card. Okay? That might freak somebody out. But listen, mom and dad or aunt or uncle or maybe your spouse, brother, sister, somebody you know has a credit card that they've had for years and they've paid well. And you might have to ask some specific questions here, but here's what I want you to ask them. If you have somebody in your life, such as, you know, that might be interested in doing this, here's what I want you to ask them. We're going to say, mom, that Discover card I know you use every time we go to the grocery store. How long have you had that? Ooh, 5 years. Awesome. Do you have any idea what your high credit limit is? She might not. If she doesn't, have her go to creditscoresandmore.com. Sorry to keep promoting that. But and do the free system. She can go in there, look at her Discover account. It'll say, here's your high credit. Here's your balance. Here's your this. Here's your that. So now mom knows, though. She says, you know what? They just sent me a thing just last month for $5,000. Sweet. Well, how much do you usually owe? Well, I only use it when we come and get groceries. And then when I get the bill, I pay it off. Perfect. Mom, would you add me to your account? And then she replies, are you crazy? Say no. Here's what I want you to do, though. Mom, add me to your account, but I don't want a card. I don't want even access to anything on your account. I just want to be able to have your credit added to my credit, meaning your credit rating. So now her Discover card credit rating will come up on your credit. Automatically, you're getting mom's 5-year credit history. So the history is awesome. Mom has a $5,000 credit limit. Phenomenal. She might charge $300-$500 a month on it. She pays it off every month. Fantastic. And you don't even have a card. She's like, I don't even want to give you a card. That's fine. You're probably, depending on the depth of credit you have, you could pick up maybe 100 points. So if you're at a 640 right now, you might be in the low 700s now. You're now going to get better mortgage rates if you're looking for a mortgage. You're going to get better credit card rates and more offers. Don't get them unless you really need to. You're going to get better insurance premiums. So if you see that credit, if you're using the system, the credit scores and more, and you saw now that your credit scores went from 600 to 700, call your insurance company. Tell them, you know what? I've really been working on my credit. Can you readjust or check it out and see if you can lower my premiums? They might be able to lower your car premium $200-$300 a year. They might be able to come back and say, let's say you have a homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance. They might be able to reduce that. Your credit cards now, I would reach back out to them and say, you know what, can you recheck my credit? Because now I might have went from a C client of yours to a credit. They might reduce your interest rates. This could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars just by doing this hack. So that is the number one hack I could suggest you use. I have tons of these. So check me out on YouTube if you would. Please stay tuned every day. Listen to the show. We talk about mortgages, but we talk about so much more. We talk about credit. And if there's anything you want me to address, if there's a show on YouTube every day, I get a comment saying, hey, can you address what's a quitclaim deed? What is a, you know, what is this? What's the difference between a home equity loan and a second mortgage? What's an FHA versus conventional? All these things. And I address them. Probably within a week, I'll have a video up in addressing that specifically for you. And I try my best to do that. So if you want to me to customize a YouTube video for you, or even a show after a comment that you have, please let me know. Go to YouTube. Just look up Dan Frio. That's probably the best way. D-A-N-F-R-I-O. Give me a call. 630-338-1160. I'd love to hear from you. Or visit me on the web at 1160-1160. 1160mortgage.com. And I greatly appreciate you guys tuning in every night. And again, please check me out on YouTube, check me out on Google, check me out every which way you can, because you want to validate the information I'm giving you. So validate who I am. And I greatly appreciate you listening. God bless. Stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. See you then.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.